Trump, GOP will never again support limitlessly funding endless foreign wars. By Nick Gilbertson on March 4, 2023. Former President Donald Trump said Saturday that the Republican Party would never again support limitlessly funding endless foreign wars. "We are never going back to a party that wants to give unlimited money to fight foreign wars. That are endless wars, that are stupid wars, but at the same time demands that we cut veterans' benefits and retirement benefits at home," Trump said while speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Washington, D.C. "Our soldiers will no longer live on the streets of your cities," he added. "We have cities where our great soldiers are living on concrete. They're living on asphalt. We will take care of our soldiers." Moments earlier, he said that the Republican Party was previously ruled by freaks, neocons, globalists, open borders zealots, and fools, but we are never going back to the party of Paul Ryan, Karl Rove, and Jeb Bush. The 45th president has been highly critical of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, dating back to his time as a candidate in 2016. Trump has also been a staunch critic of the war between Ukraine and Russia, repeatedly calling for a peace deal. On Tuesday, he called the war a horror show while appearing on Salem News Channel's America First with Sebastian Gorka. Trump said he could end the war within 24 hours but noted a negotiation would have been easier at the outset of the war. "A deal has to be made. And a deal could be negotiated by the right president. If you have a president that knows what he is doing, you can negotiate a deal even right now. It would have been a lot easier early. I always said Putin put those soldiers on the border and I said, oh, he's looking to negotiate. I was actually a little surprised he did it because nothing happened during my term." One of Trump's fellow 2024 Republican candidates, Vivek Ramaswamy, has also stated he would seek an end to the war if elected president and refocus U.S. foreign policy on economic independence from China and on Mexican drug cartels. He believes they are the top two foreign policy priorities. Conversely, former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, who is also running for president, said last month that she supports aiding Ukraine in its war with Russia but not writing blank checks. "Give them the ammunition to do it, get with our NATO allies, and say, hey, we're not the only ones, you've got to do it too. And let them win this fight," she told Christian Broadcasting Network's David Brody.